Coach, getting ready for RPAC meet, conference meet, always a big deal. Once again, the cross-country game and your team coming off last week. You had a couple of big meets. You had a couple of meets we can need to discuss, from UNK and also the Gothenburg meet, and you're fighting through some injuries right now. Hopefully that's coming along for you a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're, we had, our meet, that's the last time we had our full team kind of, run, and went really well. I mean, the girls won the meet, two of them played, medal and stuff. One got 16th, but overall I was very pleased with them, and that's kind of where we kind of started the injury bug there, and then we had UNK that following Monday, ran really well. Carly didn't run. She's dealing with a hip injury at the moment. Hopefully she can come back, run at districts, but who knows at this point. But very proud of the other ones that stepped up, ran well. Agnieszka, she was our leader at that meet, and she ran a meet and a course PR there. So that was pretty cool for her to do that. She's looking very strong at the moment, which is good to see towards the end of the season. So, and she put it together even better at Gothenburg. Ran a career PR there of 22:35, I believe, was her time. So that that's been her fastest time so far, and hopefully she keeps improving that. On the boys' side, Aaron, he got 15th at our meet. And then ran really well at UNK and Gothenburg. Once again, he's dealing with some injuries there on the knee side, but hopefully we can get that figured out and get the pain calmed down before districts. Clayton Mahanes, he's coming along really well. Started off a little on the slow end the beginning of the season, but has really come along now and looks stronger, a stronger runner, which is good to see. So. Very, very good. Very proud of him and the way he's worked hard and really improved his times. I think every course he ran a faster time than he did in the past. So that is good to see that he's stronger now than he was. Last time he ran it. So very proud for him for doing that. And then Steven, he's hanging in there. He's got the same thing, dealing with some pains. He didn't run at Gothenburg. He's kind of holding him back. Hopefully he can run on Thursday at RPAC and see what he does there. But yeah, looking forward to a tough course, like always. They're at Arapahoe, and my kids are going to be ready, the ones that are going to run, and see what happens. But I'm excited for the RPAC meet.
Yeah, those injuries during cross country with, gosh, everything, shin splints happens a lot, some knees, stuff like that, yeah. Some quads, some hamstrings. I mean, you name it, when it deals with your legs and your feet, and you're going to go through it, aren't you?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I thought we were going to be maybe not have it this season, but of course, we kind of got a little bit of everything, from the shins to the knees to the hips. So we worked hard, but at the same time, it's finding that delicate balance of what's too much. And I don't think that's the case. I think it's just, just some are just, are probably not as used to all the running that we've done lately, but I think it's just a matter of getting them stronger as in the off season. Maybe do a little bit better job there and see what happens next season. But yeah, I mean that's just part of the game, and we just have to deal with it.
I know on the girls' side, when it comes to the RPAC meet, Coach, Cambridge has been strong. Your team has been strong. Some of the others, the Wallaces, Paxtons, you kind of feel like some of those teams will figure in the mix and battle for the team top spot as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think it'll be I think that's the nice thing about having the scores. It's kind of an equalizer, in my opinion. The ones that are mentally tough and the ones that really want it and want to run that course will do well. And the ones that kind of, I don't want to do this again. So a lot of us ran that meet under invitational, so we know what it's all about. But I think it just comes down to the proper mindset and who's going to go out and attack that course. That's what I've told my kids all season. And they, they bought into that, and it's just a matter of having the right mindset to go out there and do well. Unfortunately, I don't know if Carly's going to run on Thursday, which kind of maybe takes us out in the top run for the team race. I know that was her goal at the beginning of the year, was to to compete for the top spot in the RPAC. But unfortunately, I just don't know at this point My best guess is she probably won't run just because of the cords and her injury. But, you know, I still think individually we'll do all right.
And on the boys' side, you're hoping your boys can. You're always looking for PRs, no question about that. But team race, gosh, yeah, you look at Cambridge's. You've got Wallace, who has some really good runners. You get a chance to see these folks a lot, the Paxtons, and I don't know who else on the boys' side as far as maybe right. Some teams in the East who do you think they're going to be the favorites going to be like coming up on Thursday?
Well, I think Bertrand's a strong team. Mm-hmm. I think Bertrand's got a strong team there. Let's see. You know, Med Valley with Kayla in the lead. They got runner up at I think our meet, so they ran really well. You know, he's got a nice supportive cast there with the two behind him and Wallace. Wallace will be a tough team, I think, to beat in our RPAC meet.
I can't forget about Alma. Alma's got some pretty good runners
Alma,
as well.
Yep,
I think
Alma. Yep, yep, and Alma on the girl side too. They have a that freshman girl that's pretty good. On the boys' side as well, I think they'll be a tough team. I think the boys' race will be a little bit tougher than the girls' side, in my opinion. But yeah, I mean, our boys, hopefully, you know, I'm just looking for some PRs and improving the time that they ran there a few weeks ago when we were there for their invitational. So, if we can do that, I'll be pleased with them there. But yeah, it's gonna be a good competitive race, both boys and girls. And you know, that's the thing about RPAC. It's so big that it feels, it's always a good meet to test yourself and see where you stand. I get some good competition from Class D to Class C. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, for sure.
And just think, Coach, after your conference, you're pretty much almost at you're staring districts in the face, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's RPAC and then district the following week. You know, we go to Grant for our district. So. Looking at the times and then who's there, I think, in my opinion, one of the tougher ones. We have, I think, three of the ranked, top ranked Class D schools at our district, with Hammondford and who else? Gordon Rushville and Perkins County. You know, they're all in the top 10 there when it comes to the rankings. It's gonna be a tough meet, but I think hopefully Carly can run that day, but I just don't know. But Agnieszka should have a great day. We were there last year. She qualified. I think she got 15. So hopefully she can improve that and then qualify herself to the state meet again. And we'll see what what the boys do. As this Aaron's first high school district meet. So we'll see how he does there. And hopefully Clayton and Steven also run well. So yeah, it should be a good tough meet for sure. But we'll see what happens.
You betcha.